51.
Time now for the Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Dr. Pond, how are you this?
Hey, Blake, how are you? Long time, no talk.
I know.
No visit.
It's funny how that goes.
Hey, Nikki, how was your weekend?
It was good, dear. Hope yours was.
Oh, listen, we had a lovely little getaway. We did indeed. So, all right, guys, let's get to it. Here we go, the word of the day. You know, in any job that you do, you always got a lot of stuff around you. You know, stuff that you use for this, that, or the other task. Well, here is a double 50-cent version of the way you describe all that stuff that accumulates when you do your job or live your life. The word of the day is paraphernalia.
Hmm.
Paraphernalia. P-A, P as in Paul, P-A-R-A, P-H-E-R, N-A-L-I-A. That's a bit of a mouthful. Let me give it to you once again here. P as in Paul, P-A-R-A, P-H-E-R-N-A-L-I-A. According to the wordsmith, that second R is optional on the pronunciation. You can say paraphernalia or paraphernalia. Emphasize that R. It's all about the articles, the equipment, the stuff related to any given activity. And it also means personal belongings. You know, all that makeup and all those artists and everything that Nikki drags into the studio when she's on the radio with you, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right, Nick?
That's exactly what it is. I was actually thinking, I watch a lot of Cops, so that's when I think of that word.
Yeah, there's certain types of paraphernalia. Yeah, you're going to get in a little bit of trouble for it, depending on what else you have going on with your life there.
Hey, that's a great example. That is a great example. A police officer walks into the room, and it's paraphernalia from top to bottom. You know?
Top to bottom. There you go.
Yeah, but it's part of the job. So,
all right, there
it is. One more time. P-A-R-A-P-H-E-R-N-A-L-I-A. As I say, a bit of a mouthful for a Monday morning. But there's your word of the day. Enjoy it. I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care, guys.
Thank you so much. That's Wayne Pond. Wayne Pond's word of the day brought to you by Frank.